Hey, do this under addendum for Casey Cazales, CaseCazalas, and do it under and put addendum. Patient comes back today later for his blood work and his ultrasounds, period. His EKG shows normal sinus rhythm. He's a morbidly obese 370-pound-year-old gentleman who has a history of hypertension, hasn't taken his medication for some time, clearly has sleep apnea with hypersomnolence, most likely low testosterone with a strong family history of hypertension, but no colon cancer, period. Knee paragraph. Patient was given prescription for lisinopril hydrochlorothiazide 20-25 once a day, which he's going to take, and call us back with a diary in the next 3 days. I explained to him that not taking care of his hypertension can lead to death, especially with his sleep apnea. We also talked about losing weight. So do you think Scott dictated this guy yesterday? He's a Blue Cross Blue Shield.
He dictated it.
Okay. So he told him about his sleep apnea. He either needs to get a CPAP or lose tremendous amount of weight. We talked about GLP-1. We're going to wait on the results of his blood work to decide, period. He's seen a chiropractor for his right shoulder pain, and he's had some workup, which is actually feeling better. He did receive a Motrin 800 milligram TID as well. So he's going to come back next week. He's going to bring his blood pressure recording so we can go over it. He's got blood work done, which I will call with the results. He does have a fatty liver, obviously being morbidly obese. He does have sleep apnea. He does have LVH with hypertension out of control. He does have RVH with sleep apnea that hasn't been treated. He does have lower extremity edema. He does have tiredness. I suspect he has low testosterone. He has carotid stenosis with a family history of stroke, high blood pressure, and heart attack. His echocardiogram is not very helpful because he's so morbidly obese, there's hard to see anything. I also talked to him about smoking today. He needs to quit his smoking. He does have PVD in the lower extremity. He's a time bomb. I explained to him that if he doesn't take care of himself, lose the weight, get his blood pressure under control, he could either die of a heart attack or something. He could either have a heart attack, stroke, or die of something else. And he understands that, period. He did have a sleep study done one time, which he refused because it was too expensive. His EKG is normal, within normal limits at this time. And these are our goals and our plan, and for him to come back on every week to 2 week to monthly basis to get everything under control. Thank you.